Lawmakers here in Richmond are totally fine with getting rid of exemptions to the minimum wage for shoeshine boys and theater cashiers, low-wage jobs that were commonly held by African Americans back in the Jim Crow era. But Republicans have conditions. They want assurances from Governor Ralph Northam that he won't amend the bill to raise the minimum wage for everybody else. Republican Delegate Rob Bell.
In Washington, we wouldn't even be talking about it. It would be a bill from another party, and no one would be making all this effort. We're making all this backbending effort to try to pass a Democrat's bill for something she thinks is important, which is fine. We just don't want it to become something else.
Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says she would like to see the minimum wage increased, but she says she's fine with Republicans seeking assurances from the governor before they move forward.
I think it's fair to have a standalone bill, and we are optimistic that something will get worked out in the next few days and we can get a bill passed, which would be terrific.
The governor's office says Northam reserves the right to review every piece of legislation passed by the General Assembly, adding that it's his constitutional role in the process. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.